The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you'd like to be part of the conversation today, I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me right now, Dr. Rebecca Gibbons of Acupuncture of Pensacola. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah. So jumping right into it, acupuncture. So how far back does acupuncture go? Tell me a little bit about the history.
So acupuncture is thought to be at least 3,000 years old. Some people say that it goes even further back, but records that we have and teachings and recordings and everything go back about 3,000 years. And so, of course, it's developed and evolved over time, and we've learned more about it, you know, actually how it works and what it best treats.
Mm-hmm. So compared to how they used to do it versus how it's done now, what's the biggest difference?
So they used to use bone for needles. They'd shave it down. Or I believe they also said they use stone, maybe bamboo as well.
Mm.
So it's a lot nicer and a lot easier
yeah.
now. I didn't live back then, but I can imagine it was probably painful, mm-hmm. you know, and these days it's not painful, even though it is, you know, needles, they're much smaller than what you would get in the hospital. And so it's not supposed to be painful, but nothing like, you know, using bone, bamboo or stone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've had a little acupuncture in the past myself, mm-hmm. and I can vouch for that
yeah.
statement. It's not,
yeah.
not very painful at all. So tell me a little bit about the business, who your clients are, who you see.
Yep. So we're Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. And a lot of our patients are, they've kind of tried everything else. They've tried injections, they've tried surgery, and they're still feeling pain, or especially like with peripheral neuropathy, there's not a lot of tools that Western medicine has to help relieve the symptoms. A lot of times patients are on gabapentin or Cymbalta. And so we see a lot of patients. I would say about 60% of our patients are peripheral neuropathy patients, and we are able to help relieve a lot of those symptoms, such as the burning pain, the instability in walking, the numbness, the tingling, and even the weakness and cramping in the legs.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons, once again, our guest. If you have any questions, 850-437-1620. So how does acupuncture work exactly?
Mm-hmm. So it works depending on what the patient is coming in for. So we have to be strategic on, so if they're coming in for peripheral neuropathy or if they're coming in for back pain, we want to use different points together that are able to cause the body to heal and stimulate those processes. So say with peripheral neuropathy, we'll place the needles in specific points depending on the severity of the peripheral neuropathy and the symptoms. So we have to take both things into account. Also, we have to take into age, lifestyle, that kind of stuff. So depending on all of those different factors, we'll place the needles in, and then it helps to increase blood flow, which nourishes the nerves. And once you nourish the nerves, you're able to increase and regenerate the nerves. It also, for the people that do experience pain, it decreases the inflammation and also the brain-based pain, because we hold that memory of pain in our brain. So it also disrupts that loop. And so it's able to release endorphins and serotonin as well, which actually calms the body down and calms the nervous system down. So we have those regular, we have the regular pain pills in our body, you know, the neurotransmitters, and when they are stimulated, it just works naturally.
Mm-hmm. And you talked a little bit about reducing pain and the endorphins that are released, etc. I know when I went through it myself, they were talking a little bit about the benefit of movement and staying active,
yes.
and not just shutting down while you're going through the treatment. Can you
right.
talk about that?
Yes. So when you come in and you have a treatment, of course, we can't control, you are in control of what you do after the treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So activity is always good, even though a lot of people that are in pain don't feel like moving and getting up. But, you know, walking, movement, exercises, stretching. Patients ask, can I pair this? Can I still do physical therapy? Yes, definitely. You know, the physical therapist is trained in movements and will keep you safe in what you can do. So it's always good to, of course, take into account activity, diet, and just other activities, especially stress. Stress is going to cause inflammation in the body, and it's going to make everything from digestion, movement, sleep, the things that your body needs to heal, it's going to make it more difficult.
Mm-hmm. Again, when I was going through it, I was a big marathoner at the time, Planters in my foot, and that's the reason I was being seen. Mm-hmm. And, he talked to me about, again, the benefit of movement. He always said, don't go run another marathon right away.
Right.
But certainly you can do some low mileage or some very light jogging to keep yourself active.
Yep. I tell people the exact same thing. I said, you're probably going to feel better, but when you feel better, don't go running a marathon. A lot of people want to catch up for the time that they've been down. So they want to do everything that while they're feeling good, but it's balance. It's, doing the activities at ease, resting, and then going back to it. Because when you feel good, your body's not used to, the muscles aren't used to that. Because if you have been suffering chronically for a long time, you're not as active as when you start to feel better. So you start to ease up. And that's why, we see people multiple times because there may be a little bit of a setback because maybe you overdid it or, the body just has a memory. And so it does remember that pain. And so multiple treatments and being consistent with treatments helps to reshape the body to get you where you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Are there any misconceptions people might have about this form of treatment that you want to kind of put to rest?
A big thing is it's painful because it looks, needles. People think it might be painful, but it's not, and it shouldn't be painful. And I tell my patients, if there's any time there is a needle that is in and it's uncomfortable, let me know because I can either pull it back, pull it out, or we can just use a different area. When it is painful, it's just the body's just not ready for that area yet. We can work around it. Also that sometimes patients come in and they just need a couple of treatments. If something is more acute, it's not an overnight, cure. It's not magic. We are helping the body to those natural processes, just kick them back in what they need to do to work together. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of our patients, and I tell them up front, you have to be committed to it. You have to come in consistently. And we go over that, when I talk to them in the consultation too, how many treatments do we need? What does that look like? What will you need, in the future? Or even if you'll need, more treatments after our main treatment plan is done.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned sometimes you might just need it a couple times. Sometimes you might need a more long-term plan. What situations are you looking at when you make that determination?
A lot of times if it's something that has just happened within the last week and it hasn't happened before, younger kids and teenagers, 20-year-olds, even 30s, if you haven't had something that's chronic and it just kind of happened, that is even with colds, flu, maybe you're having some nausea for some acute reason. Food poisoning, that's another thing that, we can help with as well. Just so the sooner you come in, the faster you'll heal.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people, like I said earlier, people are trying everything else. And so it's kind of been going on for a long time. So it takes a little while. We have to peel back the layers of the onion, to get to where you want to be. Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons, our guest again today on Pep Talk, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions for her. So I know that you're looking at the website. It says you have patients from Destin to Mobile to Pensacola. Mm-hmm. So kind of what is your range?
We have had patients Perdido Key. We have patients all from Gulf Shores. I'm trying to think. And we have some patients that have a house in Gulf Shores and maybe are from Tuscaloosa, or actually our furthest patient is Enterprise, Alabama. They come all the way down. But they actually come down, you know, a couple times a week to be treated. So, and that's because we are really good at treating and helping people with peripheral neuropathy, and not a lot of people, you know, specialize in that. So they come from a far away. But yeah, we've really reached a lot of the area, and I'm pleasantly surprised how a lot of people are really open. And even just coming in, just talking to me, and, you know, if it's not right for them at the time, if they don't feel like they can commit to that, you know, then they know, they have the information. And that's what it's really about, is just talking to people and getting them to just be aware of their options of what's out there.
So last time you came in, you mentioned you were a registered nurse. So
yes,
what path took you from registered nurse to what you're doing now?
You know, I had suffered from migraines and low back pain. So I was into sports a lot, hit my head, you know, low back pain. And so, you know, when you're a teenager, you think you're invincible and can do everything. So later on, I developed migraines and back pain and just joint pain and everything. And so I had gone to acupuncture and got really good results from that. And then from nurse's perspective, I'll be honest, I just got burnt out. And halfway through my nursing career, I was just looking at either nurse practitioner or physician's assistant. And so I remembered, okay, well, you know, I'll go back to school. It's 3.5-4 years. So it is a commitment. So I did both for a while. And I'm so glad I did. I've just fell in love with the medicine. But now I'm able to really incorporate the Western medicine knowledge and the Eastern medicine knowledge and integrate both of them. So I still love nursing and everything, but I enjoy having my own clinic where I can have that freedom to treat.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So how does acupuncture help with like stress and pain?
So again, it goes back to, it calms down the nervous system, and that's what we're doing with calming down inflammation as well. And if we are looking at the nervous system, neurotransmitters, the endorphins, the serotonin, it just helps to the body to naturally release those different processes that it's supposed to do. So when they are on the getting treated, a lot of times people just fall asleep. They're like, I didn't think I was going to fall asleep while, you know, or they read a book. They just, because we do keep the needles in for about 25, 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So those processes can work. And so we're retraining the body. So again, consistent treatment for a period of time. I tell my patients, I don't want to see you forever. I want to see you a lot in the beginning, but I want you to go out there and live your life. Because that's just, you know, a lot of our patients are told, okay, it's just, that's a part of getting old. And I don't really accept that because what is old, you know, like what age is old? And you're still alive, so why don't you need to live, you know, and enjoy life. And so that's kind of our biggest mission, is getting people out there, you know, to enjoy and be pain-free and stress-free so they can enjoy this area.
Sounds like mental health is becoming a bigger, you know, area of concern for some folks, and acupuncture can help with that too, right?
Yep. Yeah, because it helps, again, release stress. And I tell patients, we cannot take away the stresses in your life, but we can help the body respond to it more effectively so you can handle the situations that are going on. So your body and your mind aren't as reactive to stressors.
We do have a comment, I guess. Hi, let your guest know that I was treated for tennis elbow with acupuncture with one treatment. It was my first time and still amazed at how well acupuncture works. Thanks.
That's great, great.
So nice. So let's talk a little bit more about the different things that people can be seen for, like autoimmune issues, arthritis, irritable bowel, things like that.
Yeah, so digestive, irritable bowel, and autoimmune are difficult for people to If they're not wanting to be on medications, or if they're, you know, wanting to pair acupuncture with the medications or the other therapies. But the autoimmune, it really helps with decrease the inflammation, and it also helps to boost energy. And a lot of times that, you know, people suffering from autoimmune are, of course, it's autoimmune, so we need to boost the immune system. And once we boost the immune system, we notice the patient's like, I have more energy. I'm not so sluggish in the morning. I don't feel like I'm walking uphill, you know, with a 100-pound pack on my back. So it helps just, I know I sound repetitive, but it just helps the body to go back to those natural symptoms or systems working effectively and talking to each other. It helps, you know, at a cellular level. And we'll use the acupuncture and also pair it with electroacupuncture and our ATP bioresonance therapy, which helps the cellular the mitochondria of this, you know, all of that biology, if you're going back to that, it helps the ATP and the mitochondria of the cell just signal more effectively to each other, to all the other cells. So, yeah, we see a lot of digestive issues and a lot of stress, going back to the stress and mental health, that can also trigger the irritable bowel and just all the other things that people struggle with digestive issues. So we want to look at the body and the stress, because I would say 90% of my patients that do have digestive issues are under stress, or they have just had a major loss in their life or a life change. So we got to look at all of that.
Okay. Another question for you, and I think they're just testing me to see if I can say this. Can you help with ankylosis spondylitis?
Yes. Yeah.
What is that?
So it is, involves the spine, and I'm sure they're probably in a lot of pain and there's not a lot of movement, the range of motion. It's a, I'm trying to think if it's a, inflammatory, and then also, can be genetic, involving the spine, and just some breakdown and compression is involved. And so there can be pain, and there can be, you know, some nerve involvement too. So there might be some numbness and tingling in with it as
okay.
well. Yeah.
And if they want to follow up and schedule a consultation,
yeah.
how do they get a
yeah.
hold of you?
So what you do is just give our office a call, and then they would schedule you a consultation. And then that'd be about, we'd talk for about 20 or 30 minutes, and we would go over what the treatment plan would be. We'd go over their health history, of course, and then they can ask me questions on what treatment would involve. Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons from Acupuncture of Pensacola, our guest, 850-437-1620, if you have any other questions today. Talk to me a little bit about how acupuncture helps with reproductive issues like infertility, yep. IVF, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So again, goes back to stress. A lot of the women that are going through IVF and having infertility have high stress, either because of the medications or just the constant doctor's visits and everything. And so it helps to reduce the cortisol. And we also pair the acupuncture with IVF, and we can do both. And then, or we can help help her and her husband, depending on who with the infertility, who has it. And it helps to just prepare the uterus for a healthier pregnancy. And then a lot of times once they get pregnant, we also want to continue to see them after, because a lot of our patients suffer from multiple miscarriages as well. So we want to make sure that they stay pregnant. Yeah.
Okay. And then talk to me a little bit about, I know that you also offer some cancer support.
Yeah. So when patients are going through either chemo or radiation, they have a lot of different symptoms, such as nausea, fatigue, poor appetite, constipation. And so, of course, we help to support them through either chemo or radiation, or even after they go through are finished with chemo and radiation, just to boost their body and boost their immune system.
Okay. Yeah. And we do have a caller on the line, too. Sarah, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, can you help with knee pain?
Yes, we see a lot of people with knee pain, and whether it be if you have had surgery, we have patients that have surgery and still have pain, or if you're not a good candidate for surgery, we help with both.
I don't want surgery ever, ever. So.
Yes, so definitely. So, yeah, I see that a lot. And so we want to make sure that we treat that knee, and we want to make sure that the other knee doesn't get involved as well, because there's usually compensation. And so we want to make sure everything's healthy. But, yeah, we definitely can help you with that.
Thank you much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. You bet. So next question, I guess, is this type of treatment covered by insurance, or do they need doctor's referrals or anything like that?
No doctor's referrals, and we are out of network with most insurances, but we can help with either calling your insurance company and seeing if you do have out of network privileges, or you can call your insurance company and see. And then sometimes people get reimbursed. We just provide the super bills and the codes and everything that you need for the insurance company.
Okay. And do you see a lot of youth in your line of work in terms of like the athletics that they're involved in?
Yeah. We see, again, knees. We see knees and even some head injuries. So we can help with patients, especially with football and soccer. We see patients or teenagers. We see a few teenagers here and there that'll come in and need to get them tuned up.
Absolutely. So again, like you said, you cover shoulders, plantars, migraines, reproductive issues. I guess what makes this treatment unique compared to if they were going through a regular doctor's office?
Each patient that comes in, I have to take into account their specific experiences and health history. So it's not a one-size-fits-all treatment or treatment plan. And then even from one treatment to the next, we may have to change up some of the points, and I may add electroacupuncture or ATP. So it's tailored for the patient specifically.
Okay. And where is your office located?
We are at 6706 North 9th Avenue, and that's Suite E2. And then our phone number is 850-530-1028.
All right. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.